How can he change the way he looks at things? But sometimes, God just sends something into you that makes you see the world in an entirely different light. That's what I look for. That's what I expect. That is my hope in the gospel. I know that God will send things, as he has in the past, to completely change the way I look at things. Yeah, I used to be an alcoholic, or something like an alcoholic. I was more of a pot smoker who used alcohol occasionally to fill in. But if there was no pot, I drank a lot. Sometimes I just drank with the pot, as I just liked being drunk. And I couldn't go to the store without... I mean, I just looked at everything in a certain way. I'd see liquor stores. I'd see the neon sign outside. It was beer or hard liquor, whatever. I liked malt liquors, things like that. Colt 45, Magnum. All like the worst things, the cheapest wines, the cheapest, whiskey and so on and so forth. You know, grain alcohol. That's pretty awful. But anyways, but when it changed, it was in one day. And I never saw those things the same again. They never looked the same to me. You know, I don't go, it's not even tempting. Not in the least. It's so easy to just say no. That is a funny campaign. Just say no. Well, how do you just say no when you really wanna? That is also a mystery. It's a mystery of faith. It's revealed. But they don't teach it much, see? The man of the inside, you know, this verse I've been quoting a lot in all these studies, is from 2 Peter chapter 1. Add to your faith virtue. To your virtue? What do we add to our virtue? Let's all say it together. Which I could remember. Knowledge. To knowledge, temperance. To temperance, patience. To patience, godliness. All these things emanate from within. Brotherly kindness. Charity, which is love. But all the good works of Christ emanate from within. And a man cannot really force those things to be in himself. You know, an invirtuous man, he can try to be virtuous, but that's by the law. And he'll have somewhat success at it. But really, upon examination, it won't be so. That's why it's the fruits of the Spirit. The Spirit bears fruit within you by abiding in you. Just as the seed of God abides in you, it grows into something. And that something that grows bears fruit. And that fruit is filled with vitamins and nutrients, so to speak. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, etc. Virtue, kindness, patience. Faith. And if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, plant it in you. It will grow. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. That ye being rooted and grounded. Notice he uses these analogies, just as I was saying. There's a seed. You got to be rooted and grounded in love. In the love of God. Love towards God, love towards your brethren. And all the love, including love to your enemies, though it's a different kind of love. I didn't see Jesus with a lot of affection for his enemies. Now he was good toward. Don't mistake sinners for enemies. But he says, if your enemy be naked, feed him. if your enemy be naked, clothe him. If your enemy be hungry, feed him. In so doing, you shall heap coals of fire on his head. Well, actually, that was a quote from the Old Testament. But Jesus said, love your enemies, bless them that curse you. Remember in Galatians, he said, if anyone preach any other gospel, let him be accursed. But Jesus also, he said, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven. He also said, he that blasphemes against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness. So what I'm saying is, rooted and grounded in love is really understanding what love is. And cry, but not just understanding it. We can mentally understand. What I mean is like having it within you. And understanding it is important if you're going to teach about it. But you don't have to understand love to have love. That's the beautiful part about it. You don't have to be a teacher of the word to be like Christ. And there can be a very, you know, it's all according to what the grace of the gift of God which is given to you. But here, have faith, because I don't care who you are, what your level of intelligence is, your background, I mean, or your, you know, etc. You can have the faith as the grain of a mustard seed. All you need is to have God give it to you. And if you have it, you have everything you need to obtain everything in Christ. All the promises of God. Partaker of the divine nature. Set down in the heavenly places. Over all the principalities and powers. Having boldness and access with confidence to the very throne of God. Knowledge, revelations, and mysteries. And much, much more. And that's not all. Rooted and grounded in love. See, there's the seed and things growing, and Christ is growing in you. The seed of God is in you. May be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height. You know, how wide, how long, and how tall, and how deep. And to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge. As I was saying before, it's like, you can know all about love. You can know all about all the words. They'll say, well, there are three different kinds of love. There's agape, and there's phile, and there's eros, and there's da-da-da, and blah, 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 blah. But how do you feel love? See? That's what I'm saying. It's not something, and you've got to choose to agape love God, and you've got to phile love your brethren, and you should probably phile love God too, but don't eros love anybody except your wife, and, you know, all kinds of knowledge can be implanted, right? But to know the love of Christ goes beyond knowledge, and it comes down to having the right feelings about things, ultimately. So, when you hear the gospel of God, the true gospel of Jesus Christ, or the words of Christ taught as they are written,